Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about an inspired book. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Deuteronomy 11, 1 through 12, 19, Psalm 41, 7 through 13, Proverbs 10, 18 through 21, Luke 7, 36 through chapter 8, verse 3. Again, we're going to be talking about an inspired book. Our focal passage today is going to come from Deuteronomy 11, 18, which says, "Impress these words of mine on your heart and your souls. Bind them as a sign on your hands, and let them be symbols on your foreheads." Why are the scriptures described as a sword provided by the Holy Spirit? Quite simply, it is the Holy Spirit who has given us the scriptures. They come altogether from Him. It is the Holy Spirit who inspired men to write. Moved by the Holy Spirit, men spoke from God, as Peter says in 2 Peter 1:21. Again, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, we read, "All Scripture is inspired by God," a statement which assures us that the Scriptures come from the Holy Spirit, who indwells every child of God. The Bible is not a mere human document. The Holy Spirit breathed into men and inspired them to write the way that they did. This doesn't mean that people who wrote the scriptures did so mechanically. In the way they were a dictating machine would record everyone's dictation, the Holy Spirit used their natural way of expression but gave them additional ability to write without error. It's vital if you are to win the battle against Satan that you not only see this truth but believe it. When you consider how powerful our enemy Satan is, you need something that is even more powerful, and we find that in the Bible, the inspired Word of God, and that is your strength. One further step, only the Holy Spirit can enable us to truly understand God's Word. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of whom is from God, in order to know what it has been freely given to us by God, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Without the Holy Spirit, we would be no more able to understand scriptures than a blind man can judge a beauty contest. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for your Holy Spirit. You have breathed into the Bible, and it gives it life and power. Breathe also into our hearts today so that we might know and understand your word's truth. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Colossians 3, 1 through 16, Deuteronomy 6, 6, Hebrews 10, 15 and 16, and keep these two questions in mind. What does the word dwell mean? And two, where must God's word be written? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.